Women and men, I have heard people say, are unlike each other in every way. But I will prove that 9 times out of 10, men are like women and women like men. Women sometimes like to color their cheeks until they're as red as red roses. But while we have women with blooming red cheeks, there are men who've got blooming red noses. Women, they say, whether pretty or plain, more often than not are exceedingly vain. Where there's a glass, they look in it with pride. So will a man if there's whiskey inside. Men who keep drinking will often get tight. That's right, and it couldn't be righter. But 20 stays round a 29 weight make a woman a jolly sight tighter. Feminine wearing apparel looks nice, but then so it ought to, considering the price. Still, after all, the fact must be confessed, we all like to see women gracefully dressed. Men wear the trousers and ought to be bought, but one thing I'm bound to say, which is that to judge by the look of some married men here, there are lots of wives wearing the breeches. Women, I'm told, are inclined to complain and say in the background they're forced to remain. Man gets the best of it, so they aver, and the world sees a lot more of him than of her. But when you go to the theater or ball, you'll pardon my impudence, won't you? When you see the ladies in evening dress, well, you do see a lot of them, don't you? Some folks assert where there's head work's concerned, this man who the proudest position has earned. Yet many men who have risen to fame declare that their wives all the credit can claim. Men of great learning go bald on the top, and I submit this proposition. Many bald-headed men in this wide world today thank their wives for their hairless conditions.